Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, insured by NCUA, by Town Transport, what premium service is about, by Buffalo Wild Wings, rawr! And by Catsup Brothers, we remind you to drink responsibly.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. I'm Pete Medhurst. Great to have you with us. The Navy midshipmen head into CIC action this week as they take on the Air Force Academy Falcons. We'll hear from head coach Kenny Mazzalolo, offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. We'll also hear from defensive coordinator Brian Newberry and linebackers coach P.J. Volker about Tua Tuatele, who has stepped in and moved in alongside Diego Fago at the linebacker spot for the Mids. They are going to be tested this week by the power run game of the Falcons of Air Force. Plus, Navy men's soccer moves to 10-0 on the campaign with a midweek win against American University. All that and more is coming up next as we talk about it on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on Navy Radio Network.
Where's your phone right now? It's probably nearby. Maybe it's in your pocket, charging, by the wall, your kid's hands.
I'm using it.
If you can, get it. Because it's more than a phone. It's your very own Navy Federal Credit Union branch. If you need to deposit checks, check your balance or transactions, or transfer money between accounts, do it with the Navy Federal mobile app. Go try it out.
I'm not done.
Or try it out later. Download the Navy Federal mobile app today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Message and data rates may apply. Insured by NCUA.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
Buffalo Wild Wings wants to help you get through the week. That's why they've created Wing Tuesdays with buy one, get one free traditional wings. Let's crush this week together with Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Score big with the Naval Academy Business Services. Bring your football ticket to the Visitor Center gift shop by Monday and receive a 5% discount for each Navy touchdown, up to 20% off our regular price in-stock merchandise. Visit usnabsd.com for information.
Are you a member of the Kid Shipman Club? For just $25, you'll receive many great benefits, including free admission to select Navy athletic events, a T-shirt, a free pizza, and much more. Visit NavySports.com for more information. The Kid Shipman Club is sponsored by Annapolis area Papa John's.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you responsibility matters.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Head coach Troy Calhoun has always had Air Force playing at a very high level. Like the Mids, their losing seasons have been few and far between. A terrific offensive mind and a guy that gives you a lot to prepare for. Coach Kenny Mazzalolo has been competing against Calhoun for a while now and heaps heavy praise on the head coach of the Falcons for all the things they're able to do offensively.
And they've gotten really simplified their stuff, what they're doing, and got good at it. You know, mixing some formations and some motions, some window dressing, but it's all the same stuff. I remember him and I talking once before a game because we were talking about the limited time that we have here at the academy. So, you know, just both of us probably more complained than anything, probably more me than him. And he just talked, some of the things they've had to do is, you know, window dress with a lot of different formation, but schematically the same stuff. You know, so you give the illusion that you're doing all these different things, but you're really not,
right?
Because you don't have much time to practice all these different things. And so I think he's done a really good job. I mean, he's as good a football coach as there in the country. I mean, all the success that he's had. But he's a brilliant offensive mind. I mean, does some good stuff.
The key for the Mids, as always, how can they move that Air Force Academy defensive front, which dominated them a year ago in Colorado Springs?
Just an experienced defense. You know, you got the Jackson kid, that we try to recruit.
Yeah.
And a good player, I mean, he destroyed us last year. Just a pizza kid, same thing. We try to recruit him. I mean, big nose guard that can move. The Wills kid, you know, the Dakota. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a good player. He didn't play against us last year. So their front seven gave us trouble last year, and most of them are back, and they got a lot of guys back in the secondary. So really experienced. You know, they played in a few service academy games. They definitely won't be in awe of us. You know, they got after us last year, and pretty much the same guys.
One thing for the Mids is trying to keep the emotions during the week at a balance to where Saturday the team is peaking mentally. Coach Niumatalolo talked about the challenges and cited some pretty keen examples of guys getting ready for games and getting high results.
Yeah, it's a great question, Pete. And every year you try to look at it and try to see how you're doing. You know, I don't think you can be too loose, but you don't want to be too high. I think in your preparation, there's got to be something in your preparation mentally that however you do it, you get yourself up to a mental capacity. What's your mindset going to be on the game? I don't think you can turn them and go, okay, now I'm focused. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't think it works that way. But I don't think you can be like this, like you said, on Wednesday. And that's always hard because you can monitor how much you run and how fast you run. You can monitor lifting, how much weight you got and how many reps and how many practice reps you get and how long you go. But it's hard to always gauge the mental side of it. And those are things I talk in our meetings and our team talks. Just don't forget the mental preparation. There's got to be some of this, but it can't be like this for 2 hours. You know what I mean? But it can't be, yeah, whatever happens, dude. You know what I mean? It can't be a California surfer type of mentality. And everybody's different, Pete. There are some guys like Keenan. He could handle being like Saturday today.
Yeah.
Because his preparation, he was always myopic. And then after practice, he was cool. But for those hour and 45 minutes, don't talk to him. I mean, he's focused on what he's doing. And there's some guys like Will Anthony that, I mean, he read books before the game. And he was, you know, you come and look, you know, you want guys to hit their head against a locker, and he's over there, you know, reading, but then he'd go out there and destroy people.
For the Mids, it's been a while since they've had this type of wholesale change on the coaching side. And we asked Ken Niumatalolo about acclimating not just the players, but now new coaches to the Service Academy rivalries and how much they really understand how much this means to both institutions.
I think to the best of their ability they understand, but I don't think anybody understands till you get to the game. You know, just you try and like I said, to the best that they can call on all of their human experiences, you know, their games, but I don't think anybody. I thought I knew.
Do you remember your first?
Yeah, saw them. Well, Air Force is a little bit different because we played them all the time. But coming here, that game, you always feel like you know rivalry games. But the Service Academy rivalry games are different. I mean, it's just a different deal.
That's Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo as the Mids get set for the Air Force Academy Falcons coming up on Saturday. It's brought to you by USAA, supported by United Health Group, and of course Under Armour, a longtime partner now for the Mids from a uniform and clothing standpoint. Should be a great one coming up. And again, can't advise you early enough. You've heard about the issues on 50 with people getting to the Bay Bridge. Obviously, you got a big boat show in town this weekend. It is imperative that if you try to pull in that parking lot at 3:20 to get to a 3:30 game, you're going to find yourself on the outside looking in for quite a long time. Get there early. Plenty of places, even if you don't have a parking permit, to park in and around Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Good folks over at Germantown Elementary would love your support as well for the PTA and the school over there. So there's lots of opportunity to find parking. Just get there early so you're not missing any portion of what should be a great game between two very good football teams coming up on Saturday. Coming up, we'll hear from offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. It's the Mids and the Air Force Academy Falcons coming your way Saturday. Joe, Scott, Keith, myself have all the action at 3:30 coming up on Saturday. Our pregame show starting at 2:35, brought to you by Constellation Energy. We're back in a moment on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. The offense for the Mids was rolling in the first half against Memphis, putting up 20 points, and obviously the Tigers countered with a big 75-yard run and a 99-yard kickoff return. The Mids would have had a substantial lead at the half. Part of that, of course, the play of quarterback Malcolm Perry, which continues to get better and better. Obviously, he's taken some shots as well over the last couple of weeks. And how do you get Perry Olsen ready in case Malcolm can't go? And also talked about Malcolm's confidence on a beautiful aerial to Chance Warren that produced a touchdown pass for the Mids.
Legitimate chance to get executed at that point.
Well, really, hopefully it doesn't. That's why we two-platoon everything we do in practice. You know, I've been saying it for years. You know, we two-platoon our quarterbacks so the next guy's ready to play. You know, but not just for us to – obviously, Malcolm's athleticism kind of, you know, it's definitely kind of takes away a lot from us. You know, but at the same time, so we practice the way we do, you know, so the next guy's ready to play. Now, you do have to call the game a little bit different. At the same time, man, we're going to try to keep going with the same mindset, same kind of game plans, and try to get after people.
Do you put that pass play to Chance Warren on a loop for him and just say, this is what you're capable of doing? Because you go back and look at that play, he's got Rydell right in his chest. And he threw a perfect – I mean, he can't throw the ball more perfect.
You know, it's, again, his confidence is, you know, it's getting better and better every single week. You know, he's throwing the ball with confidence. You know, then he comes right back and throws a great ball to Mitchell. So, definitely, I mean, it's been a major plus, you know, for us, but many for him. Because, again, the kid just – you know, we'll say he struggles, but he needs that for his throwing mindset, you know, to make great throws like that. You know, obviously we've been working on it, and it's been paying off. So, hopefully that's just the beginning of a lot of great throws from him. But again, he's playing well. He's playing well, you know, and again, that throw had to be, you know, I think I've seen one throw similar to that, Ricky Dobbs versus, it was here at home versus Duke. Mm-hmm. Same deal, right in the corner. I want to put it where he could get it. So it's definitely up there.
The key last year was a dominance by the Air Force defense. Ivan Jasper sees another quality front for the Falcons, most notably with a couple of guys, the Mids actually tried to recruit.
Yeah, their nose guard is 330.
Yeah. You know,
that's bigger than a lot of guys they've had over the years, you know. But they've been very athletic inside. This D-line is no different, you know.
Yeah.
Big physical nose guard. They're two ends. You know, Jordan Jackson is a really good football player. Recruited him out of Jacksonville. You know, very, very physical kid. Very long, very rangy. You know, very athletic. It's gonna be a tough test, you know. We just got to line up. And we got to grind it out. I mean, this is going to be a battle this Saturday.
One of the cliches about this game is the fact that both teams run the option. So certainly there may be a little bit of familiarity amongst the coaching staffs about what to do. However, as Jasper points out, it simply comes down to blocking, tackling, and who does it the best for 60 minutes.
Yeah, their nose guard is 330.
Yeah. You know,
that's bigger than a lot of guys they've had over the years, you know. But they've been very athletic inside. This D-line is no different, you know.
Yeah.
Big physical nose guard. They're two ends. You know, Jordan Jackson is a really good football player. Recruited him out of Jacksonville. You know, very, very physical kid. Very long, very rangy. You know, very athletic. It's gonna be a tough test, you know. We just got to line up. We got to grind it out, man. This is going to be a battle this Saturday.
That's Navy Defensive Coordinator Ivan Jasper. Mids getting set for the Falcons of Air Force, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union here on the Navy Sports Magazine. Coming up, we'll hear from Defensive Coordinator Brian Newberry. That's up next, right here on the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
I'm Chris Cisneros. I left the Army as a major and have been a USAA member for 20 years. When I was in the Army, I was trained as a pilot, as an instructor pilot, an instrument examiner, and a maintenance test pilot. I can land a helicopter on the side of a mountain while wearing night vision goggles. But when it comes to investing, I don't have that same kind of training.
At USAA, we're committed to helping military service members and their families with their financial goals. Choosing the right investments is critical in helping turn those goals into a reality. Even if you don't know a lot about investing, don't worry. We'll show you how to strengthen and simplify your finances and find the right investments for your needs. Visit usaa.com/invest or call 800-472-USAA to get one-on-one guidance for your goals.
Members paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Investments insurance not FDIC insured, not bank issued, guaranteed, or underwritten may lose value. Investments provided by USAA Investment Management Company and USAA Financial Advisors, Inc., both registered broker-dealers.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery? It's a quick, casual restaurant that serves fresh, wholesome food. The salad dressings are made from scratch, and they hand-chop over 30 kinds of fresh produce daily. Right when you walk in, their kitchen is an open book where you can see the team preparing salads, sandwiches, and gourmet pizzas. Stop by with family and friends or pick up scratch-made meals at the Express Market and take it with you to the game or tailgate. Nuke's Eatery, Annapolis Town Center and the Village at Wachapel. At the Westin Annapolis, you never miss a beat. Whether you dream of a grand affair, an intimate gathering, or a collaborative space and state-of-the-art meeting rooms, the Westin Annapolis offers the perfect blend of upscale appeal and outstanding service. Follow along on Instagram at Westin Annapolis.
Buffalo Wild Wings wants to help you get through the week. That's why they've created Wing Tuesdays with buy one, get one free traditional wings. Let's crush this week together with Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Mids and Air Force Saturday, brought to you by USAA and Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Defense certainly tells the tale against these two terrific running offenses. Air Force has struck for some big plays in the past. One of the guys that is going to be chief in stopping that Air Force defense is Diego Fago. The Navy linebacker has been sensational so far this year, and in the backfield, seemingly eating handoffs last week against Memphis. We asked Brian Newberry just how does he do that, and the combination of that and the defensive lineman stemming so far, it's proven to be a very good combination for the mids in terms of causing havoc for the opponent.
Yeah, and he's got a knack for that kind of stuff. And he didn't time that one up well. He's wrapping the line of scrimmage and the ball snap. It's supposed to be a blitz you run. You time it up, but it's from depth, but we stemmed to that front and then ran a crossfire. I think we timed up the movement pretty good. So the way they had that play protected, it just wasn't good against the call that we made. You know, that's the whole point of stemming the front before the snap and then moving it after the snap and trying to be disruptive. You know,
you got them to jump too one time when you stemmed.
Yeah, every week. Yeah, every week we've gotten people to jump all sides. I think the previous week we had it happened twice.
Yeah, so.
That's part of the reason you do it, too. Mm-hmm. Those guys, linemen, kind of jittery and they jump every once in a while, especially if you timed up really well, like right before the snap, you know. And the longer you can hold that move call, the better off the movement's going to be and the movement afterward, typically. So.
Because of the choppiness of the September schedule, the Mids have only played three games. And, of course, Memphis by far being the most talented team that they have seen, and likely with Notre Dame, the most talented team that they will see during the course of the season. Through three games, how does Newberry see his defensive unit performing?
I was pleased. I was really pleased. Like, it's played really, really hard. They you know, like I said, they don't flinch. They're not afraid of anything. They'll go out and do what we ask them to do. And except me putting them in some bad situations a couple times, I thought that the kids played really hard and gave us a chance to win with their effort and the way they executed for the most part. So I was – when you play a team like that, you know, the thing that shows up to me is you're playing a lesser talented team than that. That 75-yard run is a 30-yard run. You get tackled. You know what I mean? But when you're playing good people, you got to really – I mean, I got to put them in the right positions, and they got to make the plays that come to them. We got to fit things perfectly. And that, to me, is where moving forward, when we play teams that are more athletic than us, that and we don't have to be perfect, but we got to be down there perfect. You know?
One thing Air Force is specialized in as well, as effective as they are running the ball, they've been able to hit some big pass plays, and that's something Newberry says the defense – must be keenly aware of coming up on Saturday.
In these academy games, I mean, they'll come out and they'll run midline option and do some things they typically do. They'll try to find the reduction side, you know, the side that we're landing from, and where they have numbers, and try to identify that and run some plays they like against that. But they're gonna smoke and mirror a little bit, just like we will in offense, try to get something going. And they're gonna have some play action passes that are difficult. I think that, talking to Coach Nehemiah, that's been the key the last few years. The team that's hit a bunch of those play-action passes has typically been team that's won. Because it's arduous to drive the football down the field against another academy that knows how to defend it. You've got to hit some big plays, and I think that's going to be the key, is fitting things up correctly. And then when they do throw it, keeping everything in front of us.
One of the changes already for the Mids that has shown some benefits is the play of linebacker Tama Tuilele. The youngster has been very good so far for the Mids, and projects to only get better, according to linebackers coach P.J. Volker.
Number one, he's got phenomenal work ethic. I mean, he comes out here, he works as hard as anybody we have on the football team, and he's done that from day one. Number two, he's got like ice water in his veins or something. Like he is a very cool dude. Never gets too high, never gets too low. He's even keel all the time. And then number three, he's got phenomenal football IQ. And I think going to the prep school and having a year up there and being with the coaching staff up there obviously set him up to be successful once he got down here. But we're really excited about the way he's been playing and continuing to work with him for the next 4 years.
Linebackers coach P.J. Volker as the Mids get set for the Falcons of Air Force. And those linebackers, Diego Fago and Tama Tuilele, are going to be big, big factors against that B-back for the Falcons. They love to establish it. They love to use it and do everything off of it. And we'll see if the Mids have the answers coming up on Saturday. When we return, the Navy Mids soccer team runs its unbeaten record at 10-0 on the year, 14 wins overall in a row. And, of course, nationally ranked now as they drub American. Details on that more coming up next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union, the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back, fans. Don't forget, as the CIC gets underway this week, of course, the big game, December 14th in Philadelphia between the Mids and the Black Knights of Army. That's presented by the good folks at USAA, who also are the presenting sponsor for this week's game against the Falcons. This week's game also supported by the folks at Under Armour and United Healthcare. For the Mids, it's opportunity on the soccer field. They finished the season last year in strong fashion on the men's side. The question was, would that momentum carry over? The answer in the short term has been yes. They have dominated here at the start of the year. 10-0, now 3-0 in Patriot League play after blowing out American on the road in the nation's capital on Wednesday, 4-0. 21st-ranked midshipman getting the job done. Two goals from Jacob Williams in the contest. Nico West and Joe Alex also providing goals for the midshipmen in the contest as they are now unbeaten at 10-0. The Navy women needed a late rally. In fact, a scoreless game. Nothing until the 78th minute for either side as the Mids ended up tying Lafayette in women's play. Navy now 2-0-1 in league play, 10-1-1 overall. Lafayette now 5-4-2, 1-1-1 overall for the Patriot League. The midshipmen maintaining that undefeated mark in the league by getting an own goal late in the contest to get the game tied. Navy back in action. Saturday night tilt at home, Glenwater Soccer Facility, 8 o'clock for the Mids and the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh. That is set for an 8 p.m. kickoff coming up on Saturday night. Elsewhere around the yard, of course, so many things to choose from. Go to NavySports.com to get the latest and greatest. We will have Navy and Lafayette in volleyball for you Friday night on Stadium as the first service comes at 7 o'clock. For the live broadcast, we'll have it for you. Go to NavySports.com to click on the link information for Stadium.com's broadcast coming up on Friday night. The women's tennis team participating in the Navy Blue and Gold Invitational coming up this weekend in Annapolis. And again, go to NavySports.com for all of that information. Sprint football is on the road at Caldwell on Saturday at 7 p.m. That, of course, up in West Caldwell, New Jersey. Water polo's on the road in Claremont, California for a series of matches coming up this weekend as well. Get all the results at NavySports.com. It's highlighted by a Sunday matchup in L.A. against number 10, Loyola Marymount. That'll do it for this week's show. As always, we appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate all the folks at the Navy Federal Credit Union who their continued support and sponsorship of Navy Athletics allows us to bring the sights and sounds of Navy sports to you on a weekly basis. We'll be back next week for another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Sports Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, insured by NCUA. by Naval Academy Business Services Division. Tour, shop, and dine with us to support the Brigade of Midshipmen. Visit www.usmabsd.com. And by USAA, proud sponsor of Navy Athletics.